Good evening, everybody. This is Donna Fox, and you are listening to Akashic Wisdom. This is a show about the Akashic Records and how they can improve your life, what they are, and just life in general here on planet Earth. And although the Akashic Records are galactic, we typically talk about what's happening in the here and now on planet Earth within your life. So, my name is Donna Fox. I am an Akashic Records, not only a certified consultant, but also a certified teacher of the Akashic Records. What does that mean? That means that for the last 19 years, I've been working in the Akashic Records, and for the last 17 years, or actually more than that, I have been a teacher of the Akashic Records, which means I teach people how to access their own Akashic Records, as well as the Akashic Records of others, the land, and animals. So if that sounds interesting to you, I would love to talk with you. I'd love to have you listen to what the Akashic Records have to say. What's important about the Akashic Records, or at least the technology and the method that I have learned and that I teach, is that we access the Akashic Records consciously. That means that you don't have to go into meditation. You don't need to know you don't need to know how to, let's say, focus your energy and close your eyes. It's all about understanding that you need to allow the information to come forward. So that's what we're talking about. We're talking about you focusing your intention and allowing the information to come forward. Now, I do access the Akashic Records with a specific sacred prayer, and the prayer itself is a vibrational key that actually shifts the energy to make the information accessible. What's important about that is that you don't have to believe that you can do it in order to do it. The prayer itself, as I said, is a vibrational key. It was handed down from the Pleiadians to the Mayans, and it's been translated from Mayan to Spanish to English. And on this show, as in most shows, you are my guest. And if you've read the little blurb there on the bbsradio.com web, it says, "The Akashic Records are the energetic recording of your soul's journey over every lifetime. So every thought, word, and deed is registered in the Akashic Records, including your soul's intention for this lifetime." So you can email me your questions. You can email me at info@akashicwisdom.com, which is the name of the show, Akashic Wisdom. Again, INF as in Frank O, at akashicwisdom.com. You can also call in your questions. If you're in the U.S. or Canada, you can call in 888-627-6008, or you can dial direct at 530-413-4522. And I so enjoy talking to you and answering your questions. In other words, like when I do a consultation with people, all I need is your current legal name and your question, and that gets us to the right area of the Akashic Records. The best way to kind of think about that is that the Akashic Records are like a divine Google, it's like a divine search engine. And so the more specific the question, the better the answer. And so your name, as you are known today, that is where your current Akashic Records are held, as well as all the records that are associated with that name vibration. So if you think about it as a giant file cabinet or a giant library or, as I said, a search engine, then you just need to ask about the different things in your life that have gone on that you might be curious about. Or also, the Akashic Records are great to learn, to be able to make decisions with. So in a workshop, you are taught how to access not only your own Akashic Records, but how to use those Akashic Records in every area of your life. So So that's what we're doing. I have classes coming up. I'm curious how many people would be interested in learning how to access their own Akashic records via the internet. So I can do an internet class. I could even do one next week because you're not traveling anywhere and neither am I. So if that's something that you would like to do next weekend is learn how to access your own personal Akashic records, I encourage you to email me at info@akashicwisdom.com. It will take a Saturday and a Sunday, and we will access the Akashic records. This will be a class that will last a few hours, anywhere from 3 hours to 5 hours, depending on the number of folks that are in the class each day. And I will send you all the information you need. All you have to do is email me at info@akashicwisdom.com for your information. And all you have to do is, in the subject line, just say internet class, and I will get that information right back to you. So yes, we do it via internet, where I can see you, you can see me, but it's not Skype. It is it's more a private internet room that we go into. So if you're at all interested in doing that, again, please email me at info@akashicwisdom.com and put the subject matter in as internet class. That'd be great. So what are we talking about today? Well, you know, again, whenever I do this class, and this show comes on weekly, every Sunday night, I also open the Akashic Records, and so the Akashic Records are not now open. If you're emailing me a question, please include your current legal name. And if you are calling in when you talk to my producer, before you get on the air, please give him your current legal name so he'll be able to tell me without it going on the air. That'd be great. So what's our message today? The message that we have talked about, or that's coming forward from the records, and again, I am totally conscious, my eyes are open, I'm in full personality, and what's also important is that you want to be conscious whenever you do a process like this, because you want to be able to write down what comes forward. And that's why when we teach, and this process is with your eyes open and in full consciousness, full personality. But today I was drawn to open a book by Dr. Joe Vitale called Expect Miracles. And we want to talk a little bit about the miracles that you can expect in your life. The first thing that was drawn, and it's a lovely little book. It's not very large. I guess I really don't know how much it costs. Because I think you could probably get it for a lesser price on Amazon, you know, half price books or something like that. It was copyrighted in 2008, and it's Expect Miracles is the name of the book. And so I'd like you to just consider this. So the idea here is, first, before we talk about miracles, we really have to also talk about what your ability to receive is all about. The other thing that's coming forward is, it's really about when you tell yourself the truth, it's about discerning what you really want from your life. There was this movie called The Secret a while ago. And in the movie, it was talking about imagining things as it is. The reality is, what's really important about manifesting is, first of all, you have to actually feel what it would feel like to have that whatever it is that you want. And notice what limiting beliefs come out if you imagine what it would feel like. So, for example, let's say somebody wants $1 million. And they imagine themselves with $1 million. And But also notice, what are the underlying fears that are in the back and back and back of your belief systems about why you can't or could not handle $1 million? Because $1 million or $2 million or whatever, quite frankly, these days is not all that much money anymore. I mean, it's a lot of money to me. I'm sure it's a lot of money to you. But what I'm saying is that in this day and age, if you think about it, you know, $1 million after you spend money for a house, depending on where you live, or you know, to survive, you know, you still need to watch your money and be frugal, depending on your age, and depending on what you're going to do with that money. So the idea here is, it's about not feeling it, not saying that's not enough, but by saying, I want $1 million, the first thing people do is think about all the different things they could buy. Other people think about all the money they could give to charity. And yet, the reality is, it's really about being willing to receive that which is most important for you. So when you look at that receiving, how does that make you feel? Do you feel anxious? Do you feel fearful? It's like you just have to be really aware of what your belief systems are underneath it. And so the other thing, when you're looking at about expecting miracles and expecting $1 million, it's not just about buying a lottery ticket and expecting it to happen. It's about actually moving into what you truly love and writing down how you would like to personally create $1 million. Not even if you don't have the means to actually create it, let's say there's something you've always wanted to do. What the master's teachers and loved ones are suggesting is that you begin to document your plan of how to make $1 million, who you would have to meet, what you would need to have, how you would have to invest, etc. What would you have to do to create $1 million? What is it in your life, or what type of work would you like to do to create that kind of money? Just think about that for a minute. Just think about what you would like to do to create that $1 million. What would it take to get to that $1 million? What service or product would you like to offer that would get you to that $1 million? And if you'd like to talk about it and create your plan, if you'd like to talk about how you would like to create your plan of how to get $1 million, I encourage you to give me a call at 888-627-6008. That's toll-free here in the United States or Canada. If you want to dial direct, you can dial 530-413-4522. So you have the opportunity right now to speak to creating your plan for free. So this is a free opportunity. You're not being charged for the consultation. You're not being charged for the help with your plan. This is your opportunity to try to discern how you would like to make your money, and what do you need to do to be able to do that. So I encourage you to think about that. Give me a call. Let's talk about what you would like to do with your life and how you want to create that. And again, we want you to be able to be specific about what you would like to do to create that those dollars. Now, many times people believe that they don't have what it takes to create that kind of income. And what we're talking about here is not a matter of whether or not you think you're capable of it, but to dream with me, to imagine with me, to create with me what it is you would like to create and what it would take to get you there. Because when you can write down your visualization of what you want to create, with my help, you'll be able to have something that you can look at every day to help you create it. You know, many times receiving and the law of attraction and feeling what it would like, expecting miracles, all of that is a matter of visualization of what you truly want to create. So again, you can call toll-free. Now look at this. This is free to you. A free way of creating a plan for you to receive $1 million. And you can call 888-627-6008. Or you can dial direct at 530-413-4522. So what would you like to create in your life today? See, the interesting thing about it is that you have to take action. Opportunities will come to you, but those opportunities will only match your own intention. But if you never take action, you won't see them. You'll never know exactly what your intention is until you get it really clear. You need to be able to be very clear with the universe what it is that you want to create. So if you had $1 million, what would you create? That's what we're talking about. To get clear about what you would create with $1 million. Now, there's got to be somebody out there.
Can you hear me?
I can't hear you.
Yes,
I think I have somebody.
You're getting a station one number to call in. So you actually are getting clearance to station one, but the station two number is 888-429-5571.
Well, excuse me, ladies and gentlemen, getting a different number. 429. Tell me again.
5571.
Really? Okay, because I was giving out the one that was on the website. Yep, but I'm saying it's right next to me. The one for station, it says station one. I apologize. Now I see what you do. I did wrong. I apologize. I got it right. Okay. So have those callers call back. It'll be great. Thank you so much. Okay. All right. Ladies and gentlemen, I was giving you the wrong number. I'm so sorry. Station two number is for calls. Call me now. Is 888-429-5471. I am so sorry. Okay, thank you. Hello, and we've got a caller. Walter, how are you? Hello, Walter?
Hello?
Hi, Walter?
Yes?
Hi, Walter. Where are you calling from?
Cranbrook, British Columbia.
Okay, great. BC, and the name that my producer gave me, is that your current legal name?
Yes, it is.
Great. Wonderful. All right. Well, Walter, how can we help you today? What would you like to create?
Oh, I just wondering, there's a lot of stuff coming down the pipe here, I guess we call it that, from what's going on with the spiritual stuff and everything else. And there's good and bad, I suppose. And just wonder where you're at on that. I'm not into the money aspects.
Uh-huh.
That's not my way to go.
Okay.
I think we're going the wrong way.
I'm not sure what you're asking. You good? Try and be as specific as possible so we can help you, okay?
Oh, yeah, okay. I'm just wondering if you know what's going on with the spiritual aspect of this world. Like, everything's written. Everything's written in the record, is it?
Yes. But again, the question you just asked is a huge question,
okay.
Because is what's happening in the spiritual aspect of this world, could be this planet, this galaxy. Can we just kind of hone that question down a little bit about what
just
you're talking about?
Just involving the us earthlings type thing, where we're going, if we're going in the right direction.
You mean is the planet going in the right direction spiritually?
Yeah, basically.
Ah, I see.
Because we got a lot of stuff coming, you know, at us and for us, and there's some negative stuff in here. We're hoping that's changing at this point in time. And
well, you have to understand that each individual soul that is in a physical body right now has an agenda. There are some that are also attached to group energy of love, and there's for that experience. And there are some that are attached to various group energies of different emotions. When we talk about spirituality, it's about helping people, individual souls, complete their mission, as well as helping the planet evolve spiritually. So people have humans have an idea that it's just humans that are moving us in the right direction. And actually there's more than just human beings involved in the spiritual awakening of the planet, including the planet herself.
Right, right.
And so the idea is that our off-planet friends, as well as the off-planet friends that are in human bodies, as well as our own personal souls, the more that we can awaken ourselves individually to the aspect of love, the more that we will assist those within our sphere of influence to be more loving. Does that make sense to you, Walter?
It does. I just thought maybe it's a personal thought. I think I just thought the material, getting so involved in material would be kind of an opposite direction to be going in. But
well, you have to understand that visualization and material and the idea of having dollars is not necessarily not spiritual.
Definitely not for me.
Well, the thing is that there are people out there that want to do a lot of good. And whether or not they make the $1 million or they make $50,000 or they make enough to survive, it all takes a matter of loving oneself enough to be able to move forward to receive.
Okay, so that's just something I got going. Okay, one of these days I'm going to have to learn to take your course if you happen to have it on the Internet. I'll have to email you about that, I guess.
Please do.
And see if you ever get that set up.
Yep.
I would like to do that.
I'm willing to do it next weekend for anybody who wants to, so we'll just see, you know,
okay.
Send me your email and I'll send you information on it.
Okay. Because I've been trying to do that for a while, but when I get into other realms or thoughts, I don't know how you explain, well, how terminology everybody uses, but when I get into a higher level of thinking, everything makes sense. When I come back to this physical being, it scrambles and it's very confusing and does make no sense.
What are you most confused about?
Most confused about. I guess it's a big disappointment in our humanity, I guess, the way we're acting and what we're doing and how we're going about it. It doesn't feel good to me.
You're talking about the negativity that is within humans?
Yeah.
And so how do you personally handle that?
Try to ignore it.
Well,
I deal with it.
Yeah, but I think it's an important lesson for lots of people. How do you deal with it?
Well, I go to a different state of mind, and it works itself out so easily. Like when you're in another state of mind, everything just makes so much sense, and it's so easy. But you can't. There's no words in that. There's no way to explain it. And when I get back to this state, it gets. That's why I mean it's confusing, because it seems so easy and it seems so, I don't know, it just seems so easy. And why we're making it so complicated as human beings, I don't know.
Oh, that's because that's the ride we chose in the amusement park.
Oh, okay.
So if you think about different lifetimes, and you and you think about the fact that planet Earth is an amusement park.
Okay.
All right. So some people like to ride the roller coasters. That makes their life go up and down and up and down, and they love the thrill of the up and down. And there's other people that just want to ride the merry-go-round and do the same thing over and over again, even though they kind of go up and gently come down and up and gently come down. And then there's other people that really want to ride the scrambler. That means that they really don't know which direction they're going in, and they keep they kind of go to one direction, they kind of go to another. So if you take a look at life like an amusement park, and you take a look at, you know, some people just want to walk through what is concerned, like they say it's the fun house, but it's really scary.
Mm-hmm.
But they have deemed it fun to be afraid. So if you
did
look
you
at
see
these,
anything in the,
I'm sorry? No,
did
go
you
ahead.
Did you see anything in the records where one, maybe shortly within a year or so, some of us are going to start getting out of this comfort zone we're in?
I'm not sure what that means.
Like,
what
like,
comfort zone are you talking about?
Like we all get into a, we get into a zone where we're comfortable with, whether it's good or bad. We won't upset the we won't upset the bucket or anything because whether it's good or bad because we still feel comfortable no matter what state we're in. And I was just wondering if something more is coming, to help us out a little bit, to kind of shake us up, wake us up, and get us out of this little zone we're in, some of us.
Well, that's a very general question. And
okay. It
has to do with free will choice, but you have to understand, if you take a look at the world around us, there's plenty of things that are coming to shake up the apple cart. There was a major earthquake in Oklahoma. There were floods and typhoons and, icy winters. You know, I mean, take a look at the weather, what the weather is doing to shake up humanity to help them become more aware of what they need to be grateful for.
That's what I'm talking about.
Okay, but take a look at what's already happening. It's not about futures. It's about here and now. It's happening now.
Mm-hmm.
But to tell you that some major disaster is going to happen is not going to help you, Walter.
Oh, no. I'm not concerned about that. I'm just concerned that we are getting a wake-up call and that some people
Well, it would certainly appear, but take a look at the world and the way it's happening. And it's happening in the most bizarre ways.
Right.
In some cases.
That's
but the idea here is, but here's the most important thing that I'm hearing the master's teachers and loved ones want you to know. No matter how it looks to you, or anyone else out there that is kind of quote-unquote disappointed in humanity, the reality is that we all made a choice to come here to this planet, to do and be whoever we are in the here and now. And it is up to those who feel disappointed. If you feel that disappointed in humanity, then it is up to you. This is a message for you. It's up to you to bring in more love and more smiles and more compassion for every human being that you see along the way. That's your job. Your job is not to be negative. Your job is not to judge. Your job is to love. Because when you judge, you bring in more negative energy, and all that does is feed the negative. So we we have to move. We have to change our thinking. And
yeah,
it's those who say, "I've got the answer," and you are wrong, are the ones that need to bring in more love.
Yeah, it's just so hard. We've been led down the garden path so bad to and lied to so much that we're not really able to get back into what we really came here for. So we have to learn to do something so we can get back on the program, so to speak.
But you don't know that. That's what your opinion is. And what
That's
the records
what
have just told you is that your job is to love more and have more compassion without judgment. It's not about being self-righteous. It's not about saying, well, we were supposed to do this and now we can't and they won't let us. It's not about what other people or other situations force you to do. It's about how you react to those situations, and it's about reacting with love. If you have the wherewithal to not ever have to worry about dollars, if you have the wherewithal to not ever have to worry about about where your next meal is coming from, then your job is to bring more love into the world.
Oh, yeah, that's easy enough to do.
Yeah, and it's about smiling and spreading love. It's about caring about people. It's about all of those things. And the more caring we can bring out, the more love we're going to share. The more love we share, the more it's going to expand.
Mm. Well,
we have to eliminate the judgment, Walter.
Judgment is negative. I understand a little of that, and I know where my problem is now. But, so if a guy could actually read the record himself, would you be able to sort of do more things out ourselves?
Absolutely. That's what it's all about. Working with the Akashic Records is all about insight into self and how to be able to move further and deeper into actually healing oneself.
Yeah, well, that's the part that's what I'm concerned about, getting. But you know how there's a lot of charlatans, and you get steered in some wrong directions, and you get misled.
Yeah.
So I got on the wrong track a few times, looking into things that weren't of no use.
Okay.
So I was looking for something what actually I can do myself, know the truth, and know it, and just know. Like when you go into the other realms, when you just know.
Right.
But I'd be able to deal with it on the physical.
Right.
And these records will do that. The Akashic Records can do that for a person.
Yes.
Without you happen to have a master or anything like that, eh?
No. It's about the key to opening their records in the workshop is being willing to listen and be willing to receive.
Okay.
That it's all about allowing.
Okay.
You don't have to. You're not going to go into any trance. You're not going to be. You don't have to have any kind of special diet, other than at the class you want to be able to sure to kind of be high on protein only, because the class can be up to 5 hours and you want to be able to have protein so that you're awake rather than. People who eat a lot of carbs kind of get sleepy after they start digesting stuff. So, but after that, that's just for the class. It has nothing to do with being on a special diet. We do ask that people not use recreational drugs or alcohol 24 hours before they work in the records, because that kind of messes up your whole energetic field. But the idea here is that you work with the records based on your questions, and you're taught in the workshop how to create the questions that will get you to the right area of the records. For example, a yes or no question is going to stop you, and that you're only going to get a yes or no answer, because the Akashic Records masters, teachers, and loved ones will not impose on your energy. They will answer what you ask.
Okay, so a little preparation, put a little thought into it. Okay, that sounds easy enough, I guess.
Uh-huh.
So yep. I shall email you and find out what's happening.
Okay, that'd be great. I would love it, because if you're in BC, then that means that we can have some people from all over the world in this workshop, which would be wonderful, because it's a matter of learning, journaling, and discussing.
Great, sounds
and
like a fun.
And learning
time
the work of the records. Absolutely, would love it.
Okay, I thank you very much.
Well, I thank you so much for calling, and I look forward to working with you.
Okay.
Okay.
Night. Yeah.
All right.
Night.
Good. You too, Walter.
Bye.
Thanks for calling in. All right.
Bye.
Good night. Well, that's wonderful that Walter called in, and I encourage you all to call in again. 888-429-5471 is the toll free number for the United States and Canada. And what's also very important here is, people say I'm not involved with, material things, and I think that's wonderful that a person's not involved with material things if, in fact, you don't need material things to move forward. But there are people in this world that have dreams that too take dollars, because that's the medium of exchange here. You know, it'd be great if it was just a society of doing nothing but trading, but that's not what we have right now. Right now, the energy is in dollars, and it's not about focusing on material aspects so much as it is being able to create that which you want to create. So it's not about just creating $1 million. It could be $50,000. It could be a house. It could be a car. It could be something that's going to. It could be a school for a college for your children. You know, it's about creating that which you want to create. It could be creating a business that will support you and your family. Okay. A business that will support you and your family in a way that makes you feel good about you. That's what we're talking about here. That's what I'm asking you, that if you would like a plan of how to do that, you can call in and we will help you create it right here on the air right now. And again, the number is 888-429-5471, toll free, Canada and the United States, or 530-413-4522. Okay. So the idea here is that we are coming into a time. Now think about this. You know, even though, you know, for those people who do celebrate Christmas, realize that the solstice is right around the corner. Very powerful time. And realize that we have an opportunity to shift our energies for 2014. And now's the time to start putting things into play. And the reason that's important, it's really going to be important to start writing down that which you would like to create for 2014. And when you start writing down that which you would like to create, I encourage you to be very, very specific. Hello, I've got a caller from Arizona. Hello.
Hey, hello. Donna, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing very well, thank you.
Who am I talking to?
Donna, I had a question, something that I deal with that I don't fully understand. I try to manifest or I try to create things, but along the way, I have a tendency of losing motivation, losing desire to achieve goals.
Okay. Could I just get your first name?
Absolutely. My first name is Ali Reza.
Say it again. This is just the first name, right? Ali Reza?
Yes. Ali Reza. A-L-I-R-E-Z-A.
A-L-I-R-E-Z-A, did you say?
Yes, yes, that's my full first name.
Okay, great. Okay, so, you know, I think that your question is an excellent question because, and if I'm going to address you, I address you as Ali Raza, right?
That's my
or
first
just
name.
Ali, huh?
Yes, yes.
Okay, all right, so the question that you have is that you move into creating things, and then you lose motivation, right?
Yeah, usually what it is just the thought or the energy, and I want to pursue it, but the actual, it's almost like I get overwhelmed. It's almost like I step back, and I'm like, well, you know what? It's just not going to happen. And for whatever reason, I lose the interest, and I allow other things to come into my life that take me away from my goal, to take me away from achieving the things that are important to me. And it's something that I'm aware of, but it's harder for me, for whatever reason, to put the attention on to make it happen. And so I'm just trying to get maybe some insight, some wisdom, what I would need to do to be able to be more dynamic in my life, to achieve these things.
Okay. Do you want to pick one thing, and we can talk about that specific thing, and then you'll get your kind of get a formula?
Okay. All right. Let's take a look at something that I have an interest in. For example, I would need to set up some time. Like something I would really like to do is I want to be able to set up the time, the effort, and the energy so that I can one day have, let's say, a holistic some kind of a holistic field, some kind of a holistic work, for example, to do readings for people to set up a business plan. I drive for a living, and so in order for me to achieve that, I have to work almost 7 days a week practically in order for me to have the financial background to achieve the goal. So the problem that I have sometimes consists with time and energy to just put the focus out to create something. But because I work so many days a week and put so many hours, then the transition, I lose myself to achieve something.
Okay, so the first question is, you say you drive for a living. Are you driving a cab? Are you driving a limousine, a truck, what?
It's like a limousine service. It's an executive vehicle.
Okay, so the idea is, are these short trips or long trips?
They're a combination of both, but it's a lot of hours that I put in.
No, I understand your dilemma. I'm trying. What's happening here is that you work what, 10 to 12 hours a day?
13, 14, 15 hours a day at times.
And so what I'm also hearing is not only do you drive a lot, but you also do a lot of waiting.
Correct.
And so in the waiting time, it will be very important for you to get a digital recorder.
Okay.
And the digital recorder is going to record your ideas, your dreams, and what you truly want. And you also are going to need a notebook. Because while you're waiting, it's going to be important for you to start designing that which you want, as well as journaling your fears.
Okay.
There's a part of you that wants to be able to create something holistic as a holistic practice, but there is a part of you also that is very afraid of it for fear that you will not succeed in being, let's say, a holistic healer or being wrong in your readings. Does that make sense to you?
Yes.
Okay. So you're using fear as a way of stopping you from doing what you think you love.
Okay.
Go ahead.
The fear seems to be a little more in an unconscious, an unlevel, deep, because it's not always, when you look at it, it's confront. And that's what I have problems with the time lag, is when I feel like I'm being moved away, being taken away, it's almost like I can't confront a situation in my personal life, so I allow situations, things to get involved, so it takes me away. Okay, that makes sense. The fear base is kind of like not being able to confront.
Right.
How do I?
It's a distraction. What you're doing is creating a distraction. So that what's happening here is when you create the distraction, it gives you an excuse not to succeed. And so you blame the distraction, you know, for not succeeding. And what's being said here is that you have to look at what you're creating as a game.
Okay.
And the game is...
Have fun with it, too. Yeah,
it's got to be fun. It's got to be joyful. And the idea is that by spending your time while you're waiting for your clients, your time would be best served in fantasy of what you want to create and writing it down, and feeling the joy of what it would feel like to have that. Just play with it.
Okay.
This has nothing to do with creating it. It has nothing to do with creating it so much as it has to do with enjoying it.
I gotcha. And that's something that I really lack, because I feel like my work, my life is just ABC, ABC. I just have to keep doing this, that, and to get this kind of, you know, effects, and I forget to have joy and happiness with it, which is very important. I think that would help me out to regain my motivation for what I'm doing.
Absolutely. The other piece, though, you also want to do is every time you start hearing negative thoughts about why you can't create it, you need to really, really listen to who's saying that. Is it your mom? Is it your dad? Is it a teacher? Is it a wife? Is it some other, maybe other authority figure that has told you in the past that you can't do it, or has criticized you when you have done it, or that like if you haven't succeeded in something, because it's those voices that you're allowing to rule your life, and it has nothing to do with truth.
I got you.
So when you hear those negativities, what you're going to want to do is literally say to that negativity in your head, thank you for your information. However, I no longer need your opinion.
Okay.
And just
that's
imagine.
Really good. I need to write this down.
Yes, you do.
Okay.
I will say it again. And anybody else who's out there, you need to listen to what Holly Raza has asked, because this is all about you. And it's not just you,
okay.
It's everyone.
Donald.
Everyone has, I want to tell you that you are not alone in your conundrum here. This happens to probably 98% of the population. Because what happens is we listen to what other people's opinions of us have been, and they have nothing to do with truth. It is only that person's opinion.
Okay.
So this comment is, thank you for your information. I no longer need your opinion. And I want you to imagine when you say that whatever the opinion is, I want you to see it as literally a puff of energy that explodes and it goes into just pieces, so it's not even there anymore. Puff of smoke.
Okay, I no longer need it. Yeah, I like that. Just puff of smoke.
Puff of smoke.
Also, you were talking earlier about Daily Miracles. What was the name of the book and the author as well?
It's Joe Vitale. And it's called Expect Miracles. It's Dr. Joe Vitale, and it's called Expect Miracles. It's a good little book.
Joe Vitale.
But the other piece here, I'm sorry, what?
No, I'm just writing it down. I'm sorry. Yes, the other piece.
The other piece here is that you have to learn, first of all, the question is, what type of spiritual activity would you like to do to create your new career?
Okay, well, I'll just be blunt. I'll share something with you in the audience. A long time ago, I like the kind of work that you do. I love to open up records for other people. That's something I've always been motivated and want to do. And I also want to be a life coach. But
okay.
In order for me to be a life coach, what I wanted to do is I wanted to use you as a mentor. But the problem with it is I have tried to contact you and work with you, but I didn't get a chance in the past. And I also think that there might have been spiritually, there might have been a cut.
Wait a minute, I apologize. You cut out and I didn't hear anything. So you say you would like to work with records, you'd like to use me as a mentor, and then you went on about a class.
Yes,
and I couldn't
hear
that. So say that again, please.
Yes. Yes, I wanted to use you as a mentor. I felt that you're kind of like the person I look forward to and also be a life coach. That's something I have an interest in. But the problem with this is that I felt that I try to contact you, I try to get a hold of you, but unfortunately I haven't been able to.
Sorry.
And this is a great opportunity. No. It's okay. But also I need to apologize to you because a long time ago, you had opened up the records for me, and I was in a dark spot in my life, and I think this is something that I need to ask forgiveness and try to move forward. You even said that you really didn't want to work with me ever again because I was in such a bad state or condition of being for my life. And so I wasn't, as a spiritual being, I don't even think I was ready to move on in my life. I didn't even know what I wanted to do, but I was trying to reach for whatever help I could. And just to share this with you, Donna, you, by opening the records, you cleared out a lot of stuff for me. And unfortunately, some stuff was, I guess you could say my fear base, came back to me a little bit more intensely than I was ready to experience. And so I wasn't able to confront some of the things in my life, and it pushed me further away from even receiving help from my guides, from the helpers, and from you. And so that's the kind of work that I would like to do with me, to be more, to set up a time to do Akashic record reading, spiritual counseling, And I think that the holistic part, more the health and more the energy work, will come in later. But more of an intuitive counseling is something that I've always wanted to do. And it's a motivation in my life. And I just want to start directing my energies, my thought, my creation to start doing that.
Okay.
So, anyway, I apologize. I kind of dumped a lot on you. But I do apologize for my past.
Quite frankly, I've got to tell you that I'm surprised that I said... Well, I never remember what I say when I'm in the records anyway. In other words, if I'm in the middle of a consultation, I don't know. I don't remember what I said, but I'm surprised that I would ever say that I wouldn't work with you. So I don't know what that is about. But know that I'm available to you.
Okay.
You know, you have,
all right, well,
you now
that,
have
that
my
was...
email, and I'm
okay.
Happy, I'll give you my private number over the air, and it's 216-691. 216-691-1233, and that's anybody
okay.
can use that number. That's okay. And it's if I'm next to my desk, I'll pick up the phone. If I'm not, just leave a message, and I will get it, and I will call you back.
Okay, that's wonderful.
Okay.
And again, I want to thank you. I want to thank you, but again, this is a big motivation to really be able to make a difference in people's lives and to be able to help people. And I really like your method, and I think that you offer a little more than other people. When someone opens the records with you, it is, I tell you, it's amazing. I was able to see things very clearly and having direct communication with mine, with kind of like a stronger source connection. But I just wasn't ready, if that makes
okay,
sense.
Well, that's fine. And there was like may I ask how long ago this was?
This was a long time ago. Several years.
Okay,
several
yeah,
years
well, I've been doing a long time,
around.
So that's okay. But no, and again, I'm very interested in actually doing a spontaneous internet class, this, you know, the 14th and 15th of December. If anybody's interested, they've got to email me and we'll get it together. We'll do it on the internet and we'll all be able to see each other and it'll be very cool.
Wonderful December. And Donna, is there
but, I mean, it doesn't mean
that
we can't
that
do another time.
Wrong.
I'm just saying is I'm willing to be spontaneous is what I'm saying. So go ahead. I'm sorry.
Gotcha. Is there anything else that I would need to know? Because you did give me some pretty incredible information as far as just keeping myself motivated, writing down, making sure the voices that come through is just confront them and say, you know what, I don't need your opinion. Thank you.
That's
you know,
it.
And really... Is there anything else that you'd be able to assist me that I should be looking at? Because that's, you know, just to do that is I have to do it.
Well, yeah, and there is something more. The other piece is that it's going to be very important for you to, if you really want to move forward, what's being suggested is that you write down a fear journal. This is it's funny because
okay.
they've done anger journals, success journals, all that. But this is the first time I've heard of a fear. This is when you write down all your fears. This is going to happen. If I do that, I won't be able to. I mean, the whole idea is really document your fears. But this is not to be reread. This is about write down the fears and write them down until you feel that level is complete, you rip it out of the book,
okay.
rip it up and burn it.
I almost feel like what you're telling me, what I'm getting, it's almost like it's almost like a healing process of loving myself.
Yeah.
And the areas that I have fear are the areas that I can't see myself well. I don't understand how to truly love myself, so I can't afford it. And
exactly.
By able to confront the fears, I can love myself unconditionally. And there's no more fear. There's no more weakness in me. And I would be able to move forward. So, yeah, I really like that. It's simple to do.
And, again, you can do it while you're waiting for your clients. You can do it while you're, you know, you can do it in, you know, this is not what would be put on a recorder. You would have to write the fears down because it has to be something that you can destroy. It's not just erasing it. You have to be able to destroy it. You have to be able to rip it up and burn it.
Okay. All right, so basically set it up where I can write it down and go toss it away, possibly, rip it up.
Well, you don't want to rip it up, and you have to be able to destroy it in a way that it's not going to come back to you. So crumpling it up and throwing in the garbage is not honoring the fact that those fears have helped you over the years. You understand that we are a sum total of the fears that we have been given. Basically, those fears are there to, in many cases, to protect us. But many times, if we're writing them down and they're stopping us, the fears are there, and they're now limiting us. So we have to release them because they're no longer valid. But you have to honor the fears of where they've brought you today. And so the idea here is that you need to be able to destroy it in a way that's honoring. So it's not like something you'd rip up and throw in a toilet. You would rip it up, and if you can't, you don't even have to burn it off every time. Just keep them a little baggy, and when you have time on the weekends, go out. And, you know, you're in Arizona, go to the desert, burn it, and dig it, bury it in sand.
I got you.
See what I mean? So the idea here is that's the other part that's important. And I also want to share with you, Ali Raza, is that if you have other friends that want to learn the Akashic Records and you want to do it in person, I go where I'm invited. I would travel to Arizona. I would travel to British Columbia, Walter. I would go where I'm invited, as long as there's enough people so we can do a good class. So the idea is I want everybody in the audience to hear that if you are interested in this, we can create whatever it is you want to create, and I will help you create it.
I got you.
Otherwise, we've got the internet.
If we have enough people in Arizona, it would be wonderful if they can contact you, because my daily ritual, my daily life is I'm always driving. I don't have much friends per se with just a lot of friends around surrounding areas. But most of my friends and family are in California. So, but if there are people,
again, I go where I'm invited.
Absolutely. If you have enough people to contact you, you can take my name and information. I would love that. I think that would be wonderful to have you here. I thank you again for the information, but I've never heard of a fear journal. So that
me
is
neither.
Different, and that makes sense to me.
Yeah.
And that makes sense to me. I like to be able to write that information and then to confront it, and really a lack of loss of love. And I just can resonate with that. I can understand that because there's things I don't want to confront. And this is a way for me to look in and confront the things in my life.
What I'm hearing is goes along with it is there's two other things. And again, this kind of pulls it all together. So you could do a fear journal. Also, there's a lot of things. There's a lot of anger that you have within you that needs to come out and be neutralized. So the anger that you feel is also a journal, separate journal, but the same thing. You don't reread. Don't reread the anger, don't reread the fear. Rip it out, tear it up, you're going to burn it. But there's also a gratitude journal that you also want to write. And that's that, and something that makes you feel good about you every day. Because once you get rid of the anger and the fears, you're going to want to replace it with light. And when you replace it with light, you replace it with things you're proud of, things that make you happy, things that you are grateful for. And so one of the big recommendations from the records is that you do at least one thing every day that makes you feel good about you. It could certainly be more. It doesn't have to be huge, but just at least 1 to 5 things every day, and you want to document that, and that one you want to keep.
Okay, one thing a day that makes me happy every
day. That makes you proud of you.
All right.
It makes you feel good about you, that you can say, I did this, and I it's like I maybe went out of my comfort zone, and I did this, and I'm proud of myself for doing it. Whatever that might be.
I got it.
It doesn't have to be big. It could be helping an old lady across the street, or it can be helping, cleaning out a drawer. It could be, I don't know, just something.
Okay. Well, every night before I go to sleep, I can also focus on what I've done today.
That's right.
And maybe reiterate the things that I've done that were positive and good, so I can reinforce the good, so I can get more good in me. My other question, Donna, with this is anger. I have a hard time with anger, because sometimes when I confront anger, it's like poisonous for me. That's my downfall for me to confront to really love. It's almost like, how can I say it? By journaling it, I feel like I would bring it out, but I wouldn't know how to confront it. I don't know how to...
It's not about confronting it. It's just getting it out of your system.
Okay. So just, it's just about let it all come out.
Like, you know, somebody cut you off. Next time you're sitting like that guy and just, you know, you can use swear words. You can, you know, let it rip. You know what I mean? It's like you can just, you know, you can use, you know, the anger journal is to get everything out of your system, because you'll find that even if you think it brings it up and you, it really gets you going, the fact that you've got it out of your system, and then when you really take that page and rip it out, it's amazing, and you just call it that level complete and breathe.
Okay.
Okay, I got that out of my system. It's done.
My problem is sometimes when I go angry, it won't stop. It keeps going, and it keeps going. I don't want to dwell in it sometimes.
So you're not going to dwell in it. That's the whole point. Once you write it down, your intention is to be done with it.
Okay. Okay.
Okay, and if you need more help with that, please let me know.
Okay. All right.
Okay.
That's helpful. Thank you. Thank you, Donna. Thank you.
You're welcome. And I'm sorry, but we do have to close the show now. But I'm so glad you called in.
Thank you.
First of all, you're totally 1,000% forgiven, even though I don't remember in it. But please understand that there's nothing you have to worry about with me as far as apologies. You know, you're deeply loved, you know, and it's okay. No problem. Okay?
Thank you.
All right. And so the idea here is just to start loving you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you. You've given me some wonderful tools and information. And again, for my past behavior, I would love to work with you more. And again, what I've done in my past, I think I brought in a lot of, I was going through a tough time, and I just ask forgiveness on my part as well as for my own actions in the past. And I thank you. I thank you for that.
Consider yourself totally forgiven. Okay. And I look forward to your email.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Don.
All right.
Thank you.
Thank you. Have a great evening and a great week.
God bless.
And God bless you. Bye-bye. Bye. You're welcome. Bye-bye. So, ladies and gentlemen, it's come to the 12 o'clock hour, and it is not, it was December 8th. It was now, was that right? Yeah. And it's now December 9th. And we are now at the end of our show. So we are going to close the records. And again, if you are at all interested in doing an internet class that teaches you how to access the Akashic Records next weekend, email me and we will get it together. So I want to thank the masters, teachers, and loved ones. Oh, and my email again is info@akashicwisdom.com. And just like the show, you can go up on the BBS Radio website, you'll see it. Also, my personal telephone number is 216-691-1233. Give me a call. Okay, so I want to thank the masters, teachers, and loved ones for all their wonderful healing information. And with that, we close the records by saying amen, amen, amen. The Akashic Records are now closed. If you'll all join me in saying amen. Have a great week, everybody. Bye-bye.